Before we go back, I'd like to explain, to re-explain one nakuda from yesterday, just because it's an issue I have a hang-up about. But a number of people asked me about this, so I'd like to just explain, just briefly, to repeat the question I told you yesterday that I have as a Kabbalistic question, and what the answer was. The question I asked yesterday was, if Ein Hochin B'Mamon Acha Harai, why is it that in Shas there are many, many assumptions, Umdinis, Chazakis, that really are just right in Mamon? There are many assumptions that are just right, Chazakin Adam Freyates Manai, or Tfais Lasharishin, or another example, if you find money in the street, you find money, you can keep it. Even in a city that's mostly Yidden, you could keep it. Why could you keep it? How do you know the person was Miyayin? So we say, Osi Adam L'mashrish Tekisa B'chol Shah. The assumption is that people check their pockets. Everybody checks their pockets B'chol Shah. Everybody. It's most people. So the question is, all these Chazakas and Shas, they're only based on right. That was the question we asked yesterday. So the answer, the way I phrased Rav Schlesinger's answer was, the way he phrased it, was there's a difference between something most people do all the time and something all people do most of the time. That something all people do most of the time, that's right. And something that most people do all of the time, that's a chazaka. That's chazaka in the prayer night. Or chazaka, it's five lasharishin. Or in 3 years, a person doesn't lose shtaras. So a number of people asked me, what's the difference? One of them is, most people do it all the time, all people do it most of the time. Statistically, if you sum it up, it's either way, it's right. It might not mean it. This is the question that a number of people asked me. So I'd just like to explain where we're coming from, and after that I just want to move on. Right is something that all people do most of the time. Why is that right? Because I'm coming to set up a takana. I'm making rules. Rules of Priyas Balchai, rules of Hilchas Aveda, rules of Hilchas Renting. I'm setting up rules. When I set up rules, the rules are set up in the Gemara based on the average person. You set up the rules of Shas based on the average person. It could be you have a millionaire. To him, he's not the master of Kisai B'chol Shah. But we set up rules for the average person. If the average person does something most of the time, that's right. Then the rule is being based on right. That's Ein Hochin B'Mamon Acha Harai. Or the case of the average person, most of the time buys an animal for plowing, only a meter at a time buys it for sheep. So there, if I want to set up the rule, I'm basing it on right. And Ein Hochin B'Mamon Acha Harai. However, if the average person does it all the time, in other words, something that most people do all the time, that is chazaka. Chazaka that a person doesn't lose shtaris within 3 years. That means there are some people who do. But most people all the time don't lose shtaris within 3 years. So when I'm making my takana based on the average person, it's something the average person never loses shtaris within 3 years. Not right. So it's more than that. The average person just does not lose shtaris. That type of a takana, that takana is we don't say in Hochin B'Mamon Acha Harai. That's an umdana, or called chazaka in other paratas manai. That we do make takana based on. So the rule is Ein Hochin B'Mamon Acha Harai. The exceptions, or whatever, wherever we're asking exceptions from, those are cases where the average person, most people, do something all the time. And if they do it all the time, then that's what we call it chazaka ma'amar. This is the nekuda from yesterday. Let's see the Gemara Vayikra. Avafil l'remei. The chayish l'miyuta. Stam sifra d'dayin amig migmiri. Even remei yashita all over shas and chashina l'miyuta. Still, he be mighty here. Stam sifra d'dayin amig migmiri. So Taisus Pshad is, have a kumay miyuta d'miyuta. So even Remeyus Maida, by something which is just about everywhere, stops different to die to Migma Gemiri. Ah, if so, why do I need Befarai Nechtav? For Rabbanon, who did it, Struch? The whole Takan is a Takan of the Rabbanon. And then you should need, why did the Rabbanon say you should need two Eidim? Right? Call the Tikkun Rabbanon, can they rise and take them? You should need two Eidim. But no, Hacha Mishima Iguna Ikilu Barabbanon. Rabbanu Omega. So why did Rabbanu say that we need Befanai Nechta, Befanai Nechta? Zot Rashi. So we have here Machlokes Rashi and Taisa. Zot Rashi. Rabbanu who did Yitzrichu. Lemechish Lemilsa. They were Chayshish for what? They're going to Rabba. They were Chayshish for Shalai Lishma. They were Chayshish for Shalai Lishma. What type of Shalai Lishma? Zot Rashi. Yika Da'ashkach Kosovayne. That people are going to find it a shtar that's thrown out. Somebody wrote a shtar and it has the same name as the man, the same name as his wife, in the same city, and someone else wrote it, and the other person decided not to use it, he threw it out, and he's going to find it. The person number one threw it out, the person number two has the same name, is going to find it. For that, the Rabbanan said, we need Befanai Nechta. Now, the immediate kasha on Rashi is, why does Rashi say this? Why doesn't Rashi say, Rabbanan hu de'itzrichu lemechish for the miyuta de miyuta of Seifrim, who writes Shalai Lashma, that's why the Rabbanan made it Seirah. Strange, Rashi picks up such a case, Rabbanu wa geizer, because someone's going to find something in the garbage can that was written Shalai Lishma. Why does it actually say that the Rabbanon were chayshish for that miyuta, the miyuta of Seifrim, who are writing things Shalai Lishma?
More common.
What?
More common. Every Seifer knows it's not a really good writing.
It's more likely.
Everybody knows that it's a good
idea. I'm willing to bet. I shouldn't say this will never happen. Why do you think the odds are that a man is going to find a shtar in the garbage can with exactly his name, exactly his wife's name, and exactly in the same city? You think there are two people in yeshiva with the same name? And the parents are the same, yeah? And they're married to a woman with the same name? And they both want to be megarish their wives? And at the same time, and one changed his mind and threw out the shtar, and the other one found it. But on the same day, okay, this man has to be good. Okay, it may be this man Steve is good, and he could use it. It's a date you could play around with. But even if there are two such people, and they are married to two women with the same name, what are the odds that they both want to give a get to their wife? And that one wrote it and threw it out, and the second one found it. They'll tell me the same thing. What are the odds? You have a cipher who writes Kitten Shalai Lishma.
But it's not that. Whatever it is, it's not safe. If we know this to me, it's better. In the case of the problem of the star, maybe it never happened. In the case of the cipher, we know this is a small meal, but it's 35%.
So what are you saying? You're not increasing the percentages.
No,
it's just a new kind of shash.
Instead
of the kind, okay. Yeah. Maybe. It happened once. Oh, Rashi doesn't say that. I don't know, the Maharav Shif says something to the effect, Hutzrich Lazer, why did Rashi pick such a strange case? So the Maram Shif, Kivan Distam Sifer Dadaini Gemiri, Suleko Lamechish Latos Sifer, Rak Latos Habal. What? Well, the way the Maram Shif explains, we're not chayshish that Seifrim aren't experts in Lishma. L'chayshish that Yidden are not experts in Lishma. In other words, Rav Yisrael became Lishma, me Yisrael, Yidden, don't know about Lishma. Seiferim all know about Lishma. So to be chayshish, there's a Sefer that doesn't know about Lishma, that one are chayshish for. But to be chayshish that there's a balabas who found it in the garbage and he's going to use it, so that has to do not with the Sefer not being a Baki in Lishma, but with the Stam Yid being a, not a Baki in Lishma. So Stam Yidin, we say Raiva became Lishma, but there are Yidin who are not Seferim that aren't Bekim. So Seferim are a subcategory of Yidin. Those Yidin who are Seferim are always Bekim and Lishma. That we're not Chayshish for. Those Yidin that are Seferim, they always know Lishma. So to be Chayshish is Sefer wrote it, Shalai Lishma, Zatamar Mshif, that Rashi wasn't Chayshish for. But to be Chayshish for a Yid finding it in the street, where it has to do with the Yid who's not a Sefer being a Baki, for that will Chayshish for. That's what Rashi explains.
Right, so when
you
actually argue that it's like before, it's like
maybe call it a halachic badai. Okay, halachic means a badai. And he says, if this would be answered, the previous Tosfos Kasha, why are we only chayshish for Shalai Lishma? Maybe be chayshish for other things. It was written on Mechubal Karka. My Tosfos here started to have, let's be chayshish for other mistakes. So it's up to Rav Shif, by Rashi, it's good. Because the Sefer, we're not chayshish, the Sefer will make mistakes. The Sefer writes it properly. The chayshish was written on Mechubar, Lekarka, or anything else has to do with the writing. We're not chayshish, the Sefer does it properly. We're only being chayshish for a Yid who's not a Sefer finding it, for a Yid who's not a Sefer finding it, so that it's only Shayach in this case, where the Sefer wrote it properly, and the person is finding it, is finding it. That's the case. So this is the Marav Shif's explanation of Rashi. Still, Chazal comes out with chayshish like Rabba for something that's very not shiach. Like Rabba for something that's very not shiach. Rav is going to be a lot better. Rav's case, mezuyif. Okay, I don't know how shiach it is, but more shiach than this. So just to make it feel, I mean, this probably bothered many of you, right? That this thing that Rashi is saying is so not shiach. Rabbanu made it zera for this. So at least let me add that we will get to a Gemara later that Rabba was chayshish for Rava also. Because Rabba doesn't hold that this was the only chashash. The Gemara at the end of the sugya will say Rabba is chayshish for Mezuyif also, plus he said you have to say Lishma for this. So it's not like they said about making the whole takana just because of this reason. It's the personal finding. Gemara later will say the Rabba's made it to Rava the funny next that you need for Mezuyah. He just says they added that you should say the Shema for this Chashash also. It's like an added addition to the Chashash rather than a whole Chashash, which part makes it a little bit. Anyway, this is Rashi Shita, which we said all along. Rashi's not talking about Ir Rabbal, right? I said that on day one when we started the Mishnah, that Rashi says in Rabba, we're not talking about Ir Rabbal, we're talking about the Emes with Shalai Lishma, and it was a problematic yet. Now, we turn to Tosis. Rabbanu Ditzra, bottom Tosis, Pirusha Kuntris, Rashi says, Mishum di Ika da Ashka Kotzav Aimei, Kugan Shemichtav L'Shem Echab Ibnei Yirai, Shishmai Kishmai, B'nimuch L'Lagarish. That's what Rashi said. The caution. What is Rashi saying? That this man has another person in the same city with the same name. That means Hosuk Shnei Yosef shouldn't be here. Right? That means you have two people with the same name in the city. Fractisis and Kashan. The Bohosuk Shnei Yosef and Shimon. If you have two people with the same name in the city, you'll be on a focus later in the beginning of the third parrot. If there are two Yosef and Shimon's in town, what do you do? Remeyu will hold the Eidech Hasim Akarti, that the star is what, the Eidech Hasim is what's Payim. Reish Kol Aget, Kosev Lagarish Payis HaGadayla, Lo Yigarish Payis HaKtana, Kamer B'Gemara, Ktana Udu Loi Matim Lagarish, HaGadayla Lagarish? The Gemara says, Mulki Lach Reva Laz. Gemara says you could use a star that says Yosef and Shimon if there are two Yosef and Shimon's in town. So the Gemara says you're right. Like Remeya, you can't. Remeya Shita, we're going to have in Yitzhak Hashem. Remeya also Eidech Sima Karati, that the Shtar, the Sima Shtar is what Kairos. Which means the Shtar itself has to be clear. So if the Shtar says Yosef and Shimon, it's not clear if there are two Yosef and Shimon. So it's not a good Shtar. So the Gemara says, you're right. Mukilakarav Allah is a Malaika Remeya. Shem Dabiyin Hashemuchim Metaych Eidech Hasima Haimi Ayim Agarshi. Which means that if there, again, if you know in town there are two Yosef and Shimon, is it good enough for Shtar that says Yosef and Shimon? Or do you have to write Yosef and Shimon ben Yaakov? You have to write the Zayda's name. They both have the same Zayda, it'll be a problem. What if they have different Zaydas? So you have to write Yosef and Shimon ben Yaakov. So that's a machlokes. Remeya holds you have to. So it has to be muchet from the Shtar. And Rabbi Eliezer holds it doesn't have to. And first of all, b'samach boi luchim es nisik remei. Amishna, at least the Gemara has a haba mina to zetanik remei. So right away Rashi's chat is a problem. But still, Rabbi Laza, even if you're going to go with the mahalach in the Gemara, that Amishna's Rabbi Laza, who holds Eidei Nesira Karadi, which means the Shtar doesn't have to be muchach mitaychai, which means, according to Rabbi Laza, this is what we pass it, the Shtar could say Yosef b'shem. It's fine. As long as the Eidei Nesira, who see the handing over, they know which Yosef and Shimon it is. Follow? The Eidei Nesira have to know which Yosef and Shimon it is. So as long as they know, it's good. Tafilu Rebbe Laz. Tarif Eidei Nesira, Shiedu, Shasa Baal Shliach, Valecha. Now this line is important. Everything's important. This line is a chiddush. Tafilu Rebbe Laz. Tarif Eide Mesira Sheyedu Sheoso Habal Shliach. The Eide Mesira have to know that the Baal made this Shliach a Shliach. In other words, like Remeya, the main thing is Eide was signed to get. We're talking now at Rebbe Laza. Rebbe Laza holds the main thing is the Eidim who see the handing over of the gift. They're the ones that are kairos. They're the ones that count. That means that when the Eidim come, they have to be able to tell us this was a good gift. Now, if there are two Yosef and Shimon's in town, do they know it's a good gift? Well, if they saw one Yosef and Shimon handing it, then they know. They see him. But if there's a shliach lahilacha, that means Yosef and Shimon didn't hand over the gift. That means a shliach did, somebody else. So Taisvis, the Eidim who see the Mesiris Hashtar are not kosher Eidim unless they personally know that the Mishaleach, that's the husband, made the shliach lahilacha a shliach. If they don't know, so what kind of Eidim are they? They're Eidim that Yaakov gave a get to Yosef and Shimon's wife. So if Yaakov gives a get to Yosef Shimon's wife, that's not a get. It's only a get if Yaakov made Yosef and Shimon a shliach. So therefore, it's up Taisvis, it doesn't work. This is Pshat and Taisvis.
The husband
will
himself.
That's right. The shliach
giving
it
to this
Isha,
this Rivka, is married to
the
Yosef and Shimon.
So
we know it's not the other
Rivka
that's married to
Yosef and Shimon. But how do we know that he's a shliach? If
Yaakov
gives it to someone...
Even if anybody comes in here, if it was only one person that young man, I know he's a shliach from
the Shtar itself is my. I'll tell you, what you're just saying depends on the following issue. There's an issue, and those of you who learned Kedushin last year will remember, we had this issue at Lee. I remember two sugyas that we discussed it, probably three or four. The issue is, when you have a situation of Eidus L'Kiyume, which is Gittin and Kedushin, or Yibol Chalitza. When you have a situation of Eidus L'Kiyumin, what do the Eidim have to know? Now, Eidus L'Vrurei, if Eidim say Eidus that I was mazik you, so whatever they know, they say Eidus and Bezdin Paschim. Eidus L'Kiyumin means that if I give a woman Kedushin, without Eidim, it's Tishnei Kedushin. It means the Eidim have to know there was a Kiddush. What do they have to know? how far does it go? Let's say Edim, somebody else sees a Kaddish woman, he calls in two Edim off the street. He says, watch this. Hurry up, Mekadesh, and sleep, and Tavaras, look at that, Mesh of Yisrael, and he gives her the ring. Right? Are those good Edim? Yeah. So the question we ask, how do you know? Maybe this woman is this man's sister. The Edim don't know. Maybe this is this man's sister, and then Kedushin HaTaifis of a man gives Kedushin, gives a ring to his sister. So how could they be good Edim? Do they know that? So we have to say, because it's not Mestaver, that when you have Edim, they have to know. Most Edim, most Chasnis, they don't recognize the Kaddish. So we have to say there are some things the Edim don't have to know, and there are some things the Edim do have to know. This is Hanach. Certain things they don't have to know, certain things they do have to know. The question we dealt with is which things do they have to know, and which things don't they have to know? That's the issue. Alright, I think everyone will agree. We only agree because of Maxim Bachol. Yeah, everyone will agree that Edim don't have to know that this is not their brother and sister. That they don't have to know. Do they have to know that the ring is worth a shava pruta? That was a question we had. Do the Edom have to know? Let's say the Edom walk in and they see he's Mekadish with a cheap plastic ring. They don't know if it's worth a shava pruta. Is that a good Edom? This is not a good Edom. It's not subject to change. So what? So therefore, what works with value? Even if it's the type of metal which is subject to change, they know the date. So they'll find out on that date what it was worth.
Right.
You don't have to know. So what we would say if we say you don't have to know, we'll say, listen. They're going to Bezdin, they'll tell Bezdin exactly what they saw. We saw him be Mekadish with a plastic ring, and it was this type of plastic ring. It's Bezdin's job to figure out if it's worth a shava pruta or not. It'll be up to Bezdin. It'll be Bezdin's achrayus to find out if it's worth a pruta or not. You could argue that way. Or, you could argue that no, this is something which is central to Kedushin. How could you say, hey, this thing is so Kedushin, if you don't know if it's worth a shava pruta? How could you say such Edus? So we have such a case where you send it to Bezdin afterwards. We don't have exactly such a case, a similar case, and that's what we spoke it out with. But there's a similar case. Shema Yesh Edim be Edis. There's a city called Edis. Maybe Edim and Edis will know that's what's approved. I think it's based on the day. This question is the Achaluke Deis in the Achrayim that we had last year. There were Rishayim that they brought Rayas from. There were Achaluke Deis that we had last year. In that particular case, the Gemara had a case where a man is Mekadosh and Isha. And the Edom watch, they assume it's not worth a shava pruta. So the Gemara says, maybe they are Edom in the next town, and they know it's worth a pruta. They know it's worth a pruta. So the question is, what does that help? If they're Edom in the next town, what does that help? So those who brought a raya from there, including Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon's mahalach was, that they don't have to know everything. They don't have to know everything. They'll be moving a barrel later if it's worth a pruta. It's a Beferish Gemara, this Gemara. That's a Beferish Gemara. They don't have to know everything. There were those who disagreed. Again, a Negev Yehuda. It was a Negev Yehuda and Ramosha, Nikos Moshe. Hell no! If the Yehudim feel that it's not worth a pruta, then they didn't see a Kedushin. And if they are Edom far away, it's a garnish elfin. The Gemara's case is Shema, they are Edom and Edus. Okay, they were different pshatim. They said, Yesh Liyashe, they said, one pshat we had was that when the Gemara says Shema, they are Edom from Edus, it means maybe they are Edom from Edus, who are by the Chasana, then no. the Pshatim had the answer. We're not holding in Kiddushin a few days now. You were Pshatim in the end of Gemara. But there's the Machaluki day as we had last year, if such a thing is something that's a requirement that the Edom should know. Shemeshava Pruta B'madai is another subject. Gemara said if you Mekadish and Isha with a the case of Tzitzadasa, the case you Mekadish Isha with something and you give her a flower, and in this city the flower is positively definitely not worth a fruit. But maybe the Gemara says Shemeshava Pruta B'madai, maybe it's worth money in the next city and then it is a good Kiddush. So Rav Shimon said, you see, proof like I'm saying. They say it's not worth a proof. But with the Echashish for the Kedushin, Shemeshava Kutta B'madai, maybe in the next town it is worth a proof and it should be a good Kedushin, like the Rambam said, because it's possible to take it to the next town and get a proof for it. So if so, Shemeshava Kutta B'madai, it's a riot, it's a good Kedushin. He said there was a sheet that a Rosh held that Shemeshava Pruta B'madai is Xerah the Rabbanon. According to him, it's no riot. But according to the others who learned that it's Kedushin Dairaisa, if it's worth a Pruta B'madai, it's the Haraya, they even don't have to know. So the Lady Behuda of Moshe answered, no, that's talking with the Eidim themselves. When they see it, they're Mesupik, maybe it's worth a Pruta B'madai. They themselves see something which is torn bearer. So they will be Mabayar and it'll blind the idea. That's how they answered that Gemara. But they themselves are Masufik of something that they just have to be Mabayar, that's called an Aedis. So this was the Machlaik as well. If they're not sure. Yeah, Ramesh is only saying if the Aedim are sure it's not worth a Pruta, then it's not Aedis. I could take half. The Lady Behuda's case is a case where a man gave Kedushin to a woman. And the Eidim were watching. And it was at someone else's house. And the man was one of these Kedushin Derech Shavuot. We had a number of them last year. Where a man and a woman were in a house. And the man went and he picked something up from the table. And he gave it to the woman for Kedushin. And the Eidim were sure it was a stolen thing. It wasn't this person's house. He took something that was laying on the table, it was from a chavis there that was used, and he gave it to the woman. They even said that it was a stolen thing, it's Nishkan Kedushin. Later it was Nisbarer that it wasn't stolen at all. It was his thing that he had put on the table and it was his. And the other of you just said it's not a Kedushin. Because the Eidim, Bishas, they were Eidim, Bikiyume, they were sure it's not a Kedushin. They were positive it's not a Kedushin. Is Nishkan Kedushin. The Eidim B'Shas Meis, they have to know the value of the thing. And they have to know the ownership of the thing. If they were short Kegazel, it's a Chsarin and Eidim B'Kiyume. Because there were no Eidim B'Shas Kedushin, that's all Kedushin. That's the sheet of the Leid Behuda, Ramesh agrees with it. And the Avni Meluim was Mashma that way. I think we argued all last year about an Avni Meluim. All of them, not like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon them done very stark. That Eidim don't have to, all the Eidim have to know is his das. They have to know Hari Amos Kedushin, the das Zukin of Moshe Yisrael, that they have to know. They have to know his das, and beyond that, they don't have to know other things. They have to see the Maisa Kedushin, they have to know his das, everything else they don't have to know. This was the Sichsuf that we had last year in a number of Sugis. If you remember, we spoke at length. I think the first time we spoke about it was in the Sugya of Hari Atzipukasi, when you use other Lashaynas. We had the same Shaila. If a man is Mekadish a woman, well, we spoke a few such cases. Let's say the man is Mekadish the woman in Yiddish. He says, Hari Mekadish Asli in Yiddish. And the Eidim, they don't understand Yiddish. But they heard the words. They could repeat the words the best. But they don't know. They didn't understand B'Shas Maisa what was going on. So we discussed the same Shaila. Right, it says in the Ramah there, Bavach Shetavina Devarav, how right does that go? This is all a sichsuch we had in the Gabi Kedushin last year. So after Bekiveg, by Gittin, and the rules of Gittin and Kedushin should be the same. By Gittin, you have a shliach lahaylacha. Someone comes from a different country. He comes in with a get. He's ready to give the get. We paskin eide misira karti. That means it's not going to be a good get unless you have two eidim washing the serious get. Just like the kedushin. If you have two eidim watching the serious kedushin, mishkan kedushin. By get, you need two eidim watching the serious get. Question is, these two eidim, what do they see? They see, like I said before, they see a man, Yankel, comes in, and this is not his wife. He says it's not his wife. She says it's not my husband. There's no shayla. It's not his wife. And he gives a get to a woman that's not his wife, but he says, I'm a shliach lahaylacha. I was sent by Yosef and Shimon. He sent me, and he told me, give the get. Is that good enough? Do the Aiden have to know he's a shliach? Or is it good enough they see it, they'll tell Bezer what they saw, and it'll be Bezer's job to figure out if he's really a shliach or not? Do the Aiden have to know that this shliach is a shliach? That's the question. Is there something the Aiden have to have independent idea about? Zotra b'kiva eger, this Taisus says, they must know. That's the Chiddush of Taisus. Again, the words of Taisus inside. Right, the second skinny line. Vafilu Rebbe Laza. Tzorech Eide Mesira Sheyedu Shasol Abal Shliach. Taisus of Akiva Eger. Tzorech Eide Mesira Sheyedu Shasol Abal Shliach. You hear this? The Eidim have to know it. The only way they could know is if they'll be there when Yosef and Shimon tells Yankel, be my shliach to give the get. How else could they know?
Before we get or, to the next, some four people.
Two people. The same Eidim Mesira will be the same Eidim. Maybe they have to see it. All right, the question will be, could they know maybe from Iksav? Iksav Yodai, if they got a letter, Iksav Yodai, maybe that's also good that they could know. But they have to have some way of knowing. You'll have to have the Eidim could recognize the signature, or they could be Mekayim the signature. Not only the other. But you have to work it out. You're going to have to work it out. How are they going to know? It's your business. They have to know. That's what it is. I'll get to that as well. But somebody else is mentioning that. Okay.
You said that they have to travel.
Then it's automatically the church. So I'm saying maybe it's enough that it's enough for Ksav Yada. Yes, if it shouldn't have wrote for Ksav Yada, Ksav Shlita. It'd also be good as long as they see it. You have to see it before.
How can that two separate
things?
One doesn't know
what
the other,
but
you have
one
to
the other,
and
you have to get
this to the other, and they
don't want to know all the things. No, Pashas is one. Eidim is the other, the Eidim will make the get. It can't be Chatzidavar, it has to be a full.
It has to be a pointing of the Shleach and the giving of the get.
The point, that's the way we keep egging on the fantastic.
There's that case of the main
the case of Geneva, it's worse because they bedavka thought it's not a good kedushin. Well, if they think it's not a good kedushin because of a certain fact, so the question is that a chesaron that they're not edim on the other fact, the fact that he gave? If they saw that this man gave this woman this ring.
So,
you say no, your case is worse, that's what you're saying.
No, they have to know it's come about, they have to just think it's precious.
Well, from there, well, the Nagib Yehuda and Ramosha Maskin, there's the Edom on the Sufik on something which it could be Mavara later, that's also Edom. But let's say they saw the ring was put from this man on this woman. And only afterwards they saw it's worth approving. It's also good. As long as Bishas Maisa, they knew it's something that they could be in that. Or that needs there. But if they saw for sure it's not approved, then Ramesh doesn't
look
good.
But in case
Bishas
Maisa, it should be the same thing. As long as they think it's good, it should
be. Why do they think? They don't.
See, I say, watch it, guys.
You mean they should. Okay. Good. Rabbi Akiva Eger is saying that you have to know. So what you're asking and what we're all going to ask is, why do they have to know this? Why do they have to know it? Let them say what they saw, and we'll be mevarer later the shliach. The Rabbi Kivegas kasha on Tosfos is taka that they shouldn't have to know. Kivegas says they shouldn't have to know the mina shlichus; they should only have to know the ma'aseh kedushin. And he proves it from two mishnas, from one mishnah, one gemara, but from one mishnah, from mishnah sama gimel amid beis. Says the Farish, Vaisha Sha'amrath Gabri Ligiti, Isha said Shliach Kabbalah, Shliach Shtei Kitei Eidim. You have to have two Eidim, two pairs of Eidim. Shnayim Shaimurim, the Fanenu Amra. Two Eidim that you made a Shliach, Vishnayim Shaimurim, the Fanenu Kibble, plus two Eidim Asira. So the Mishnah Samakil Lamed Beis is Mefurish, not like this. It's Mefurish that you do not need Eidim on the Minei HaShlichus. You don't need the same Eidim or Eidim Asira to know about the Minei HaShlichus. It can be Mevar Minei HaShlichus separately. Not like the Kiveger, not like Tosfos is saying. This is the Kiveger's Kasha Tosfos.
Maybe they have to say the
question is that maybe we'll learn Pshat in that Mishnah. That Tzricha Shnei Kitei Eidim, meaning the first Kat Eidim has to tell the second Kat Eidim. They have to tell that Pliny is a Shliach. Maybe they have to tell him, and that's a good enough idea. What?
No, I just say no.
What's the idea? Nice toys that Rabbi Kivega is learning in Tosfos that they mamish have to say Eidus. They have to say Eidus that he made him a Shliach. Not that they have to say Eidus that they know from other Eidim. They have to say Eidus that they know that Pliny made a Shliach. That's what Rabbi Kivega is
learning.
But that's not Eidus. That's the idea. They have the idea. They have. From the Kivegas, certainly the way Rav Shimon understood Rabbi Kivega, Rabbi Kivega holds that's not good enough. Kivega holds that you need the Eidim should be Eidis on the Shlichus. So if it has to come from the Baal. You have to look at Rabbi Kivega. If Rabbi Kivega that way, I'm not sure. You have to look at the Lashon. But Rav Shimon certainly doesn't understand Rabbi Kivega. He understands Rabbi Kivega saying that Tosfos says that the Eidim Mesira have to be Eidim on the Shlichus. They have to be Eidis on the Shlichus. And he's a kasha from these two sugyas of Samach Gimel. He's a kasha from Teivav also. That's a two gemaras and mashma tekeh. Okay, let's speak out the Marsh. Okay. This is Rebbe Kivega's Nemzan and Tosfos. The Teretz on this is based, Rav Shimon says it can't be. Rav Shimon said Rav Kivega is right. It can't be. Rav Shimon Lishitasa. It can't be that Eidim don't have to know everything. That's Rav Shimon's Yisayi from Kiddushin, and it's this Rav Shimon. It's the Shar Zayin, Perik Yisbeis. It's the same Perik that we spoke out last year. Everything he says about Kiddushin is there in the Perik. And then there's a paragraph which begins, I am Kedushin of the Kivei Eidim, Mesefis Gittin, which I'm sure we skipped last year, because that's not, we weren't holding here. Rav Shimon says that 100%, they don't have to be Eidim on the Minui Shliach, the Minui Shlichus, on the husband. Definitely not. Definitely don't have to be. And that's because the Shitasa, he has to hold that way. Because he holds it can't be that you have to know other things. I pshat in our Tosfos. So there's a pshat in our Tosfos which says, the Stipler says it, the Pshimon says it, both Barichos, the Maram Shif says it in one line. Yesterday in the afternoon, I learned through the Stipler. It took me about 40 minutes to go through the whole piece. And then I looked at the Maram Shif, he says it in one line. But to be honest, I don't know how much I would have appreciated it without the stipler. Rav Shimon goes with basically the same mahalach. The mahalach is the following. Tosfos never said that in a normal case of shliach lo halacha, the Eidim have to know. The Eidim Asira have to know. Tosfos never said that. All Tosfos said is in a case where there are two Yosef Bishimis in town. There are two Yosef Bishimis. And therefore, when the Shliach brings the get, it's not Muchach who he's a Shliach from. He has a get. You look at the get, it says Yosef Bishimis. But we don't know which Yosef ben Shimon sent him. That we don't know. Which Yosef ben Shimon sent him. In that case, where we don't know which Yosef ben Shimon sent him, there's the Tosfos, the Eidei Get, the Eidei Mesira have to know. It has to be what the disciple calls Muchach V'Toichai of the Eidei Mesira. Because the Eidei Mesira have to have some way of knowing who sent him. Normally, how do they know? They look at the Get. The get says the husband, who the husband is. The get is Aiden, so they assume it's a good get. It was from the husband. Tosfos is only saying this in the Yosef ben Shimon case, where there are two Yosef ben Shimons. There, the Aiden have to know. And Reb Shimon says, Reb Shimon adds, it's enough that they know, not that they saw. Now, the basic teretz, before we get to Rav Shimon is adding, is that it's only in this case Tosfos is saying it, in the Yosef ben Shimon case. Here, Tosfos is selling a Vexach Yisrael. That's the teretz. Rav Shimon adds this nekuda. What's the svara? Why is this case different? Okay, if you want to the Maram shifts, you don't see a svara. Why is this case different? He just says only this case. Why is this case different? Okay, I'm going to leave that. We'll come back to it Sunday. We'll go back to it on Sunday. But we'll come back to this Nakuda. I encourage you, especially those of you who were here last year by Kedushin, to learn the Rav Shimon inside. I have here a couple of copies left of the Rav Shimon. And take a look at it.